Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get to the show, if you want to listen ad-free, go to gzmshows.com/subscribers. That's gzmshows.com/subscribers.
Tick, 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 tick. Okay, then you see, like, Mabel, and I go, wow, Mabel, that's so interesting. And then you see a different clip, and I go, Mabel, I can't believe you would say that. Ha, 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 we're having fun. Tick, 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 tick. Hi, I'm Jimmy. I'm Jimmy. I'm Jimmy. And I'm Jimmy. Those stories in Mabel, tonight, on 5 to 8 minutes, depending on how much content we have.
Jimmy, I don't think that reference will land with our target demographic. Maybe we should just stick to our regular intro.
Good idea, Mabel. Play to all sides of the aisle. That's how people know you're a true investigative journalist. Good morning, evening, night, afternoon, listeners. Today is May 2nd, and thank you for joining us for today's edition of the GZM Morning Show. We're continuing our unending quest to bring some real journalistic integrity to the studio today by really sitting down and interviewing a real person. Real, real, real. And I'm very excited for you to meet her. She's known for her skills in the sound booth, the gym, and any other place where you might be looking for a best friend, Mabel.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Mabel, the person who is always on the show. Jimmy, why couldn't we interview any of the characters here at GZM for this investigative journalist thing you're trying out?
Because they are characters, and we're looking for real people. Now, you are a character on this show, but you're also a real sound engineer here at GZM, and our listeners would love to learn about you.
Oh, okay. Well, let's start the interview then.
Of course. Mabel, thank you so much for stepping out of your usual seat in the sound booth and joining me on these two squeaky fold-out chairs I borrowed from the GZM rec room.
Oh, wait, those chairs are going to make this interview sound quality really rough to listen to. Let me just go back in the sound booth and I can adjust the levels.
No need! A respectable journalist takes care of their own levels.
I don't think that's true.
Then that makes me a pioneer! And like the pioneers, I'll scooch myself across this great nation on this terrible chair so I can get a little closer to the microphone that I set on a really wobbly table in between us. There we go. So close. There. Does that sound better?
It does.
Good. That was the softball question. Now it's time for the hard-hitting real journalist ones. First question, what's your relationship like with Bezor?
I love Bezor? Is this a trick question?
If it is, then it's a really good trick, and everyone's applauding. Let's check your answer with some evidence. Oh, Bezor!
Where are those sounds coming from?
All right, everyone settle down. We all love Bezor, especially Mabel. At least, that's what she says.
Jimmy, if you have a crowd sounds button hidden somewhere, then legally you do have to tell me. It's the sound editor's code.
I'm running this interview, and I don't play by the rules. Bezor, the lists, please. Mabel, in the case of Do You Love Bezor, you do love Bezor.
That's what I said, like just now. Jimmy, this is kind of like a weird interrogation and not what you were going for at all. Our listeners don't want you to be a jerk.
You're right. Oh, you're so right. Let's smooth things out here. This isn't a hit piece. but this episode is a hit. Why don't you read the birthdays and shoutouts to help us cool off?
All right. Happy birthday to Katie G today, and shout out to Amber V and LCM from Oklahoma. I bet you get this a lot, but that's one of my favorite musicals to do in community theater. Ugh, I love that the title has an exclamation point. It's not just Oklahoma, it's Oklahoma!
There, that was nice. Now we're back into the rhythm of a regular interview. Here's a regular, normal question. Have you heard of this fun fact? Listeners, and my interview subject, Mabel, did you know that Jane Austen, beloved author, had her works published anonymously during her lifetime? Her first novel, Sense and Sensibility, was credited to a lady. And her second novel, Pride and Prejudice, was credited to the author of Sense and Sensibility.
I did know that, actually. I'm a huge Austen head. I read Emma every year.
Oh, cool. I didn't know that. I love learning about you.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it. That's the intention of an interview, I guess. Or even just a conversation with listening. Look, Jimmy, I'm not complaining. I love all the various directions our show goes in, and you're my best friend. That is why I feel comfortable saying you are not good at interviews yet, and you kind of need to practice off the air. Maybe if we want to do some investigative journalism, we could try a totally different path.
You're right. I am really bad at interviewing. I get sweaty, sweatier than usual. Like, maybe I'm going to be dehydrated sweaty. And I conflate a bunch of different TV shows I've seen, and I pretend to be the host of all of them. You're also right that we should make our own way through the hallowed halls of journalism. Manifesting our destiny is the only way. Besides, of course, asking very nicely for our destiny. And that's what we'll do tomorrow. Listeners, this is Jimmy and Mabel, signing off for the news without the news. We'll see you Wednesday for another episode of Ups and maybe some Downs. I hope not. Mostly Ups. While you're waiting, make sure to fold up your wings, shine your beak, and be a mechanical bird named Anthus. Oh, wait, that's what you should do if you're one of the characters for the new podcast Nightingale coming out this summer. Everyone else should rate, review, subscribe, and send your shoutouts to the email secretjimmy@gzmshows.com. Bye-bye!
Wait, that's all sweat? I thought you got caught in the rain.
Hi, it's me, Jess. This is a message for all the 6 Minutes podcast fans out there. Have you heard? There are new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed called The Ivan Dispatch. I won't go into details, but Ivan found something. A box containing audio cassettes recorded decades ago. And it looks like they were recorded by Cyrus. If you're a fan and you're not following the show, you may have missed out. Search for 6 Minutes and click the follow button so you never miss an episode. And if you haven't heard 6 Minutes yet, what are you waiting for? Search for 6 Minutes, start a Season 1, Episode 1, and enjoy the most downloaded family audio drama in history. Hey, parents and teachers, have you heard about gzmclassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, podcast title pending, 6 Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately, creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E, free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today.